Han groaned, but slipped his own blaster out of its holster and placed it on the table with a finger on the trigger. Skarn did the same, while Jacko pulled his weapon and held it nozzle down, ready to swing into action against Han or Kaeg. Leia simply laid the transfer document in front of her and dropped one hand onto her lap, where it would be closer to her lightsaber. The Nargon watched them all and snarled. When no one actually opened fire, Han let out his breath and shifted his gaze back and forth between Kaeg and Skarn.
"Look, guys, things can go two ways from here," he said. "Either everyone in our little circle dies, or you two come to an understanding and we all walk away. Which will it be?"
Kaeg stared into Skarn's remaining eye.
"I'm good with dying. Then why are you talking instead of blasting?"
Skarn asked. Without awaiting a reply, he turned to Han.
"Jackal is going to put his blaster away and hand over that marker. Then we're done here. Clear?"
"What about the kid's 10,000?
Han didn't really expect to get it back, but he wanted Kaeg to understand that some mistakes couldn't be fixed. That sometimes the only smart move was to cut your losses and move on.
"Jackal gonna hand that over too?"
Skarn shook his head.
"The 10,000 is gone," he said. "You think I'd be out here on the edge of nothing, wrangling a bunch of overground lizards if I didn't have problems of my own?"
The question made Kezak's skull crest stand erect, and the Nargon studied Skarn with an expression that seemed half appetite and half anger. Han contemplated the display for a moment, wondering just how much obedience the Mandalorian could truly expect from his overgrown lizards, then turned to Kaeg. Kaeg sighed and took the finger off his blaster's trigger.
"Fine."
He held a hand out toward Jackal.
"Give me the marker."
Jackal holstered his weapon, then pulled another flimsy from his belt pouch and tossed it in the middle of the table. And that was when Kezak said,
"Coward."
Skarn craned his neck to glare up at the Nargon.
"Did you say something?"
he demanded.
"Did I tell you to say something?"
Kezak ignored the question and pointed to the unsigned transfer document still lying in front of Leia.
"The bosses need Kaeg's share. That is the plan they have."
Kaeg's eyes flashed in outrage.
"Plan?"
Shaking his head in frustration, Han said,
"Yeah, kid, plan. I'll explain later."
Hoping to keep the situation from erupting into a firefight, he turned back to Skarn.
"Like you said, we're done here. Go."
Kezak pointed a scaly talon at the transfer document.
"When Kaeg gives his share to the bosses."
"No, now,"
Skarn said, rising.
"I give the orders, you—"
A green blur flashed past Han's face, ending the rebuke with a wet crackle that sent Skarn sailing back with a caved-in face. The blur hung motionless long enough to identify it as a scaly green elbow, then shot forward again as Kezak grabbed Kaeg's wrist. Jacko cursed in Mandoa and reached for his blaster again, then went down in a crash of metal and snapping bone as the Nargon's huge tail smashed his knees. Han stared.
"How do we stop this thing?"
By then, Kezak was dragging Kaeg's hand toward the transfer document. Han checked the other Nargons and found them both in their corners, still watching the crowd rather than the trouble at the booth. Good. If they were worried about the other patrons getting involved, it would take them longer to react. That gave the Solos 10 or 12 seconds to even the odds. Maybe longer, if the miners really did jump into the fight. Han pointed his blaster at Kezak's head.
"Hey, Finhead, let—"
A green streak came sweeping toward Han's arm. He pulled the trigger, and a single bolt ricocheted off Kezak's temple. Then a scaly wrist cracked into Han's elbow. His entire arm fell numb, and the blaster went flying. From the other side of the booth came the snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber. The acrid stench of burning scales filled the air. Kezak roared and whirled toward a spray of blue embers that made no sense. And then, an amputated forearm dropped onto the table, trailing smoke and sparks.
Sparks?